Hello, I'm through to Glenn Hines.
Speak to who, sorry?
Is this Glenn Hines?
It's speaking, aye.
Hiya, Glenn. It's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application. How are you today?
Oh,
you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Is it okay if I just ask you three quick questions just to pass data protection purposes so we can proceed with the phone call?
Yeah, no problem.
No worries. Can you just confirm for me your date of birth?
It's 17th of January 1963.
Brilliant. Your postal address?
21 Pringle Court, Moffat, DG109DD.
Fantastic. And then just confirm for me either your mobile number or your email address.
Email address is glennhines1967@gmail.com.
Fantastic, you've passed data protection purposes now. It's just a quick phone call, Glenn, just to try and collect your general practitioner details, one who you're currently registered under at the moment.
I actually don't know the doctor's name, but it's the Moffat Surgery at Moffat Cottage Hospital, Moffat, that's all I know.
Moffat Surgery?
Yeah. There's only one surgery at Moffat.
All right, fantastic. Well, we don't particularly need to know who the actual doctor is who you see, or the practitioner, sorry. We just need, obviously, is it Moffat Medical Practice on Clover Cottage, the home? Moffat?
Say that, sorry?
So is the Moffat Medical Practice, is it the address being Clover Cottage, the home in Moffat?
That'll be it, yeah, that's what it is.
Fantastic. I just need to be thorough, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work on your file at the moment, because just to update you, all we're looking to collect in support of your application is just your general practitioner records and also childcare records. I've sent a subject access request to Glasgow City Council, because upon research of the Institution of Care Law where you went to, Glasgow supposedly is a successor of that, so they should have records.
Right.
They have got back to us previously and they said that they got no records of you, but at the time when we did that, we didn't provide them with your parents' names, your previous address, or any names you were known by when you was in care. So I have resent a DSAR to them now to see if they can try and have another search to find your records. I've also sent one to Dumfries and Galloway. The only reason why I've done that is because the town or the place of Moffat, the council what controls it, is Dumfries and Galloway's. So obviously, as that was your address previous to Kerr, I've spoken to them, but however, they've also come back to us and said that they've had no records of where you've been. So could you possibly confirm if you do know, if you know or are aware of any other names you was known by when you was in Kerr?
No, that was it, but you keep saying care home. It wasn't classed as a care home in them days. It was classed as a listing school.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
That would still qualifies under the scheme.
Yeah.
It's just that whoever you were speaking to when you first started the application, when we got in contact with you, they've just called it Care Law School, which obviously
it's
a listing.
Yeah, Stevenston
in Ayrshire. In Ayrshire?
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's fine. You see, I have sent a subject access request to North Ayrshire Council to see if they have any records, but they've not got back to me yet. So I will chase up on them today. And then I'll also speak to South and East Ayrshire to see if they possibly have anything for Care Law. But just so you're aware, once we are in receipt of all your records, Glenn, what we'll do is we'll give you a call. We'll see which day and time is best available for you to book you in for a witness statement. Essentially, the witness statement, it'll just be going through a chronology of like how you going into care started, and then obviously we'll ask a few questions of your experience in care. But we are trying to stress that at this current moment in time, don't try and get ahead of yourself. Trying to think of obviously bring up any past memories, because obviously we'd like to obviously keep this process as stress-free as possible for you.
Yeah.
So when we do next get in contact with you, it will be to book you in now that we've got all the further information from you, and it will be when we're in receipt of all your further records. But we're hoping that there will be a time frame of when we could receive the records by at the latest end of August. And then if we're able to get you in at the end of August for the witness statement, it will more than likely be 6 to 8 weeks of a response from the panel to where we'd obviously find out, obviously, how much you'd be awarded in compensation. But not only that, obviously, you'll get your letter of apology acknowledging the negligence on behalf of the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. Fantastic. I appreciate your help today, Glenn, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.